Gangs like the 211 Crew are common in large cities and large prisons or jails. Still, smaller rural communities like Glenwood Springs are not immune from gang activities.
We have seen white supremacists come through our valley, live in our valley. We've seen 211 Crew members live in our valley. So they're definitely here, just pretty much kind of like we have some of the Latino gangs and a few Bloods and Crips and that type of thing. So we have seen them in our valley.
Sergeant Sills is with the gang unit for the Garfield County Sheriff's Office, also known as the Threat Assessment Group. Sills asked that we not use her first name for security reasons. She says that sometimes a city gang member's parent will send them to rural areas like Glenwood Springs in the hopes that they will get out of gang activity. Instead, they start back up.
Or, you know, there's less competition in areas like this with other gangs. Some of it is they're avoiding prosecution in the state that they're in.
Sills says a few years ago, the department began seeing organized crime in Glenwood Springs. It had the hallmarks of gang activity.
And once we started looking into it, it's kind of like you peel your siding away looking for termites. And then all of a sudden you realize you have a much bigger problem than you even realize.
The termites they discovered were people in all manner of suspected criminal gangs. Once here, they began operating as gangs do in much larger urban areas. They were suspected of selling illegal drugs, trafficking in guns, car thefts, burglaries, and intergang disputes. The 211 Crew also goes by Aryan Alliance, and it takes its name from the police code for robbery, 211. The Southern Poverty Law Center tracks hate groups operating in the U.S. The center says it is aware of the 211 Crew, but doesn't list it as a hate group. Heidi Byrick is director of the center's intelligence project. She says that while neo-Nazi prison gangs display white supremacist trappings, like swastika tattoos and white power language, they are basically just criminal gangs whose main purpose is to illegally get money.
In other words, although they push a white supremacist ideology, their main issue is, you know, drug dealing or gun running or whatever the case might be.
The proof, she says, is that once outside of prison, members of the 211 Crew and the Aryan Brotherhood often work with ethnic gangs to distribute drugs and in other illegal activities. On the outside, says Byrick, race is not a major issue. On the inside of prisons, racial tension is the main reason that inmates join gangs.
Prison is the most segregated part of American society, and most people, whatever your race, are going to feel like they need some kind of protection, so they end up joining, you know, whether it's the 211 Crew or it's the Mexican Mafia or some other organization, partly just straight up for personal safety.
And in exchange for this protection, gang members owe loyalty to the gang, even after they are released from incarceration. This loyalty is one of the motivators for criminal activity on the outside. In some cases, they are raising money to send back to gang members who are still locked up. Earlier this week, the founder of the 211 Crew, who is serving a sentence for robbery and assault, was given an additional 108 years by a Denver judge. The judge said he should never again be able to walk the streets. Until now, the violence associated with gangs like the 211 Crew have been confined to prison or to disputes among criminals on the outside. The gang's apparent involvement in the murder of Colorado's head of corrections and the possible involvement of the Aryan Brotherhood in murders of district attorneys in Texas come as a surprise to observers.
The shooting is quite an escalation for white supremacist prison gangs. To target someone of that much prominence is really surprising.
As dangerous as the gang is, Garfield County Sheriff Sergeant Sills says their main threat is to other gangs and to law enforcement.
We do know that they're out there selling drugs. We do know that they're, burglaries, home invasions, car thefts, anything to make money. I don't think it's any more of a threat to the public than any other criminal.
At the upper end of the valley, the presence of 211 Crew members has been minimal. The administrator of the Pitkin County Jail says there have been a handful of occasions when a white supremacist gang member was housed there after arrests for things like bar fights. Their incarceration, he said, was largely uneventful. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.